Hello and welcome to another edition of The Debate. I'm Kavit Akhwai. In Egypt, since the military coup a couple weeks ago, more than 1,000 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi have been detained. The Muslim Brotherhood says the military is driving them out of politics. However, both supporters and opponents of Morsi reject outside interference in their country and its internal affairs. Oddly enough, it took outside interference for a possible breakthrough. The Muslim Brotherhood said it had proposed, through an EU go-between, a framework for talks to resolve Egypt's political crisis. In this edition of The Debate, we'll discuss the chances of there being a political compromise between the Brotherhood and the army.
The Muslim Brotherhood has proposed, through an EU go-between, a framework for talks to resolve Egypt's political crisis. The Brotherhood says the proposal was made to EU envoy Bernardo León before a visit by the bloc's foreign affairs chief, Catherine Ashton. This is the group's first formal offer for talks since President Mohamed Morsi was toppled in a coup earlier this month. But the Brotherhood has angrily slammed the EU for failing to condemn the coup against Morsi. This comes after Ashton's visit to Cairo. She met officials from both camps and called for the release of Morsi, who has been in custody in an undisclosed location since he was toppled. Meanwhile, pro-Morsi protests continue in different parts of Egypt. The demonstrators insist that the president be reinstated.
This march has been staged by those who oppose the coup. We support legitimacy and will support Morsi till the last drop of our blood. There is no alternative to legitimacy.
If we give in to the coup, we will return to the first square. In this case, once after several months, a number of other people will question the legitimacy of the new government.
The Brotherhood has accused the Egyptian military of seeking to drive the movement out of politics altogether. However, it says everything is on the table for talks, including a presidential vote, but that the coup must be reversed first. Many observers have rejected the notion that the removal of Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood from the political scene means an end to Islam's role in Egypt's politics. They maintain that the current crisis in the North African nation is the result of a dispute between two currents with supporters from all political affiliations.
Let me introduce our guests for this edition of The Debate. We have from Cairo, Shihab Waghi, who's a spokesperson for Free Egyptians Party. Gentlemen, welcome. Shihab Waghi, let me start with you. First, you have the visit by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns. Then, the EU Foreign Policy Chief surprise visit to Egypt. And now, you have the announcement by the Muslim Brotherhood, the first formal announcement of negotiations. Now, before we get into the details behind that, why would it take outside countries, at least from what it appears, to bring about a venue for discussions?
Actually, I want to tell you that this is not the first time. Actually, the first proposal that Dr. Morsi agreed on while he was in power was this, agreed to discuss, was also a suggestion by the EU. Actually, I can see clearly that the serious problem we are having is that the Brotherhood doesn't want to hear from its people, doesn't want to hear from the Egyptian people, the Egyptian regular people. The serious problem we saw in Egypt began on the 30th of June, when the people came out to the street saying that they cannot tolerate the way the Brotherhood is ruling the country with. They cannot tolerate that the Brotherhood is trying to manipulate everything in the country. And then what happened began to happen. The serious problem we are having now is that the Brotherhood cannot understand that what happened cannot be reversed. There is no chance that Mr. Morsi came back to power and then tell us what do you need and begin a negotiation. This is the past. Actually, we are now in our way to have our own agreed upon constitution, and then we will have our elections. The real question now for our brothers in the Brotherhood, do you want our democracy to be settled? If you want a real democracy in Egypt, the first step is to enter into the democratic process. Just supporting violence is totally refused. Talking that we will save Dr. Morsi by our blood, this is refused. What we need in Egypt is a real democracy. And democracy depends on accepting what we are in now. It's a new constitution which is drafted by all the Egyptians. It's fair elections which will be monitored by the world. And then we are in a real democracy, not of an manipulative democracy.
Well, there's a notion of democracy that the Brotherhood is proposing through this announcement that they have made, Shihab Waghi. They have said that they're going to agree to negotiations, proposed through an EU go-between for a framework of talks, also agreed to a presidential vote. Of course, the catch is the precondition that they have said for the coup to be reversed. Don't you think that the Brotherhood should somewhat be involved?
I can say...
Go ahead.
I can see clearly that there is no coup happened in Egypt. There is no coup to be reversed that happened in Egypt. The whole thing is that millions of people went out in the street refusing the rule of Dr. Morsi. And then all the institutions aligned with the people in the street saying that Dr. Morsi, please have a referendum now. And then Dr. Morsi didn't hear from anyone and didn't accept the idea of the referendum. So why now? He is saying that I want to make the referendum, but I want to get back in power first. This is not accepted. Actually, Dr. Morsi had the chance to make this referendum, had the chance to make his own early election, but he didn't hear to anyone from the people elected him, and only heard from the Brotherhood. What we know is that this precondition is totally refused. The Brotherhood is welcome to be back to the political life by accepting the fact, by going in the democratic way, and by building their own civil party, which is not trying to control the whole country forever.
So when you say that, then do you mean that they should be part of the process when it comes to, for example, what they have said is for the agreement that they have said for a presidential vote? You're okay with that then? It's not like what appears to be on the surface, which is not only for the army to go after major Muslim Brotherhood officials, but also having the ousted president at this point in detainment somewhere, not to mention what, up to 1,000, I'm looking at here figures of 1,000 pro-Morsi supporters to be jailed. I mean, it sounds like the army is pursuing another route based on the events that I just cited.
I will completely disagree with you. There is no thousands of Dr. Morsi followers in prison. This is not true. Actually, we have a very limited number of persons who are in prison for real charges. And these charges began while Dr. Morsi was in power. The crime of Wadi Natron, escaping from the prison in Wadi Natron, was started when Dr. Morsi was in power. People who are detained or are actually attacking the institutions are really stopping the traffic in the streets and attacking the cars of the regular citizens. This is why they are detained. And Dr. Morsi himself made a very clear call for the army soldiers to get against their officers. Actually, this is exactly how the civil war can begin. Dr. Morsi came out for us in a 21 minutes video asking the army and the regular people to attack the army leaders. This cannot be tolerated. And in the same time, the calling for violence cannot be tolerated. Actually, what we know now is that we have a democratic path. This is the first time for Egypt to have a very clear democratic path, starting with a constitution which will rule the Egyptian political life, and then fair elections, which is monitored by the whole world, and then a presidential election, and then we have our democratic country. We will not tolerate anything which will get us away from this. We need Egypt to be democratic, and this is the roadmap. If they want to come and share with us our roadmap and to talk and to reconciliate, we are ready. If they are still talking about Dr. Morsi legitimacy, which came from putting the Supreme Constitutional Court under siege, this is not accepted.
You know, when I'm talking to you, Shahab Waghi, I'm also looking at some of the videos that are being run showing pro-Morsi supporters, anti-Morsi supporters, Egyptians out on the streets. And then I'm looking at the EU foreign policy chief being in the middle of all this. Not to mention, of course, what I mentioned before was the trip made by William Burns. I'm trying to understand their role. I mean, from the United States point of view, they say to engage with and hear directly from interim Egyptian officials, civil society, as part of U.S.'s efforts to see Egypt transition to an inclusive, pluralistic, democratically elected civilian government. Now I'm looking at the bare facts. The U.S. pays for the army orchestrated the coup, and then picked its leader. In general, overall, what is the U.S. doing here? Are they sincere in the statements that they're making?
I can tell you clearly that for the opposition, the U.S. role is not accepted. The idea of interfering itself, it's really not accepted. The way that the United States supported the Brotherhood for years is not totally accepted. We know that there is even anger inside the United States of America for what the American government is doing with their taxes. The taxpayers are angry. Those taxes were supposed to improve the life of the Americans, not to support the Brotherhood in Egypt, not to support a fascist rule in the Middle East, in Egypt. This is not accepted and this cannot be tolerated. Actually, the Egyptian people know well that the United States of America was supporting the Brotherhood. Maybe they have their own reasons, but still, this cannot be accepted for the Egyptian people. We cannot accept that the Americans are interfering in our internal politics. I can say that the popularity of the United States of America is falling because of this. The Egyptian people will never accept that foreigners interfere in their own country and in their own life. This is not accepted and this will not be tolerated anymore.
Very well, let's take a quick time out. Let's listen to some of the viewer comments as posted on our Facebook page for this edition of the debate.
Egypt remains polarized because the people do not have a leader to have the final word on these issues. If they had a leader, the current unrest could be brought to an end peacefully. The conflict in Egypt is totally political. Both sides are keen on Egypt's national interests, but they have different views. Egyptians will remain in love with Islam and its positive role in aspects of life. The struggle is not within Islam. The Al-Azhar Imam supported the military coup against President Morsi, hoping to end a political deadlock. It's a struggle for power, not ideology.
Just some of the viewer comments there, and they're very good ones, Shahabwagi, as we wait for Mohamed Sudan to join us also in this conversation. But Shahabwagi, let me zoom in on this one particular one that says the conflict in Egypt is totally political. Both sides are keen on Egypt's national interests, but they have different views. Egyptians will remain in love with Islam and its positive role in aspects of life. Do you think that there's this polarization when it comes to the issue of Islam? And some saying that Morsi, in terms of the people that he put into positions, key positions, were all, as the West likes to say, Islamists. And that was one of the reasons it led to his downfall?
No. It's not about Islam at all. The whole thing is not about Islam. Dr. Morsi didn't make one act which is different from what was happening during Mr. Mubarak era. Dr. Morsi didn't change anything to that we can say that he is making the country a more Muslim country. What he did and what he did was trying to put those people from the Brotherhood in power. If this is Dr. Morsi's definition for Islam, then maybe he is Islamizing the country. If his definition for Islam, that he is putting his followers in every place in the country. That's what he did. But I cannot say that Dr. Morsi worked for Islam. He didn't work for real justice. He didn't work for real freedoms. He didn't work for the real Islam. The core of Islam is the justice, is the freedom, is accepting the other. This is the real core of Islam. And I can say clearly that Dr. Morsi didn't work in any of these cases. All what Dr. Morsi did was putting his members, his party members, in every place in the country, trying to replace every skilled person by a person from the Brotherhood. This is what was Dr. Morsi thinking about all the time when he was in power.
Well, let me come about this another way. I'm going to reflect on a statement made by the African Union, in which it was a stark warning, actually. And the African Union has come out and said that Egypt risks being engulfed in a civil war unless its newly installed interim government is expanded to include Islamists. The interim cabinet at this point, it includes no Islamists. Do you agree that this is a possibility, the warning that has come out by the African Union?
No, I can never believe that Egypt may enter in a civil war. This is against the history. Egypt didn't ever enter in a civil war. But I want to clarify something. Offers were sent to both Freedom and Justice Party, which is the Brotherhood Party, and Ennur Party, which is a Salafist Party. offers were sent to both parties to join the government, to come and join this interim government, and both sides refused. Actually, the way we are seeing to rest in Egypt and to freedom in Egypt will be the elections, to have our own constitution and then go to our parliament election and our presidential election. This is how we will achieve stability in Egypt. We are going in this way and we will not stop in this way. And I want to tell everyone that Egypt can never enter in a civil war. Maybe we are suffering from some unrest, but it will never reach a civil war.
We talk about some unrest. We just had, a few days back where there were 200 people that were killed as a result of scuffles, not to mention about 500-600 to be injured. I'm going to reflect back on a viewer comment, Shahbagi. The first one, Egypt remains polarized because people do not have a leader to have the final word on these issues. Do you agree with that?
I agree that the Egyptians have a leader who is the people themselves. When the people went out to the street on the 25th of January or the 30th of June, they didn't ask for a certain leader. They asked for their opinion to be the leader. They wanted the freedom, the justice, and the civil equality to be their leader. This is the leader they wanted for themselves. Concerning the people who died and the injuries in Egypt, I know the numbers are big, but let's be realistic. Egypt is a 90 million people country, and such things happen. And now we are having problems which is related with our own security. This happens, and I think that in the following day things will change and we will not see such cases again.
Well, talk about the landscape right now of what is supposed to happen, which is in about, roughly 9 months' time in these presidential elections. There are groups taking and jockeying for a place for these upcoming elections. But tell us about this news that we have disputes in the National Salvation Front have emerged ahead of elections. I mean, are they no longer going to be a force? What is the deal with them? Are they going to disband?
No. There is no direction to cancel the National Salvation Front. The National Salvation Front will continue. But now, Dr. Mohammed Al-Baradei was the general coordinator of the National Salvation Front, and then now Dr. Mohammed Al-Baradei is the assistant of the vice president, so he cannot be the coordinator of the front anymore. So the front is discussing having a new leadership for the front, a new coordinator for the National Salvation Front. This will be settled on next Sunday at 9 p.m. We will declare our new coordinator for the National Salvation Front. But will the National Salvation Front enter the election in one list, or it will prefer to come in more than one list? This is something which is still a subject of discussion. Because maybe in the past we were all united towards having this kind of salvation for the country, towards getting back to the real to a real roadmap for the country. But now as we have this roadmap, now as we are writing our constitution, we do not see that there is a must that the whole National Salvation Front enter in the same lists. Maybe in the future we see that there is a must for this. Maybe we will prefer to run in more than one list. This is what will we know in the following days.
Except there's a small hitch here, and it's good to talk about different groups and people who are going to run or groups that are going to run behind candidates, and that is that you have Morsi, who's in prison somewhere, and you have thousands of pro-Morsi supporters still out there. How is Egypt going to overcome that hurdle or that challenge?
Those people are more than welcomed to come with us and draft the constitution for the whole Egypt. Those people are more than welcome to have any of them running for the parliament election. Those people are welcome to have even Dr. Morsi in the next presidential election. We are not excluding anyone, and we refuse the exclusion of anyone. But those who made crimes towards the Egyptian people will be trialed by the judiciary, by the fair judiciary and the regular law. This is what will happen. But for Dr. Morsi himself or for the Brotherhood, they have their full right to run for the next election and to come with us and draft the constitution for the whole Egypt.
Yeah, but I'm under the understanding that Mohamed Morsi is actually going to have some criminal charges leveled against him for a variety of financial reasons from the army. Is that correct? And if so, how does that show a sincerity on the part of the army or the army-appointed interim president? that they're sincere offering dialogue with the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, we have to differentiate between something. Now, if you have a politician who made a crime, he must be accounted for it. We cannot say that the politicians are out of question. Or if I become a president, then no one can account me for what I did. Actually, one of the symptoms of the democratic country, that the politicians and the presidents will be accounted for what they did. Dr. Morsi will be accounted. If it was true that he made crimes, he will be accounted for it. If he didn't do it, then he's a free man and he has his full rights to run for the next elections. Dr. Morsi was not detained forever, and he will not be detained forever. He is detained for a very limited time, but after he was set free, there is other crimes with the judiciary. This is something that the judiciary can judge about. This is not something that we can judge about. There is law, and law must be respected by everyone, even those who are in power.
Okay, let's talk about some of the countries that are jostling for having some kind of influence regarding Egypt. And I'm looking at Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They've provided $8 billion to Egypt's new interim government after Morsi's ouster. What do you make of that?
Well, the whole Arab world, and I think the whole Islamic world, and maybe the whole world, wants to help Egypt. Egypt is a very strategic country for the whole world. The serious problem that Egypt had while the ruling of the Brotherhood with our Khaliji brother was about the idea of trying to have the Brotherhood in the other countries. Actually, the Brotherhood in Egypt was supporting the Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia, the Brotherhood in Emirat, and the Brotherhood in all over the Arab countries. This was a cause for many problems for the relations between Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Emirates. Now, and this what stopped our Khaliji brothers to support us in the rule of Dr. Morsi. Now, after this system has been out of power, we think that natural relations must come back between Egypt and our Khaliji brothers and even our brothers from all over the world.
All right, we're going to wait and see. Thank you very much. It was a good conversation. Shihab Bouaghi, spokesperson of the Free Egyptians Party, talking to us there from Egypt's capital, Cairo. And thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. If you have any questions, comments, or even ideas for topic for the program, do send it to us. newsroom@presstv.ir is our email address. For Mikhail Tavvay and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.